What are you doing? There's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
More than 1,000 people protesting at Trump Tower.
And a massive crowd gathering outside Trump Tower right here in New York City. Another protest at Trump Tower is scheduled for this Saturday.
More protests around this country. This is New York, right outside Trump Tower.
Okay, calm down. There's been some confusion, and I just want to clear things up, okay? If you are protesting President Trump's revoking of DACA, that is now happening at Trump Place on Riverside Drive. The transgender military ban protest is at Trump International Hotel and Tower on Central Park West. And the Trump anti-Nazi protest is at the Trump World Tower at United Nations Plaza. Oh, and I almost forgot, the Trump Russia collusion protest at Trump's Plaza Hotel on 58th Street has switched places with the Trump March to War with North Korea protest at Trump's Plaza in New Rochelle. Everybody got that?
Thank you, everybody. What a crowd. What a turnout.
Sounds like such an innocent name, Ben, right? But it's not. It's not innocent.
You know that?
I will tell you, this is historic. It's epic.
As you know,
this was of epic proportion. Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
It's a rough hurricane, as you know better than anybody.
And everyone's talking about it.
It has been an experience really like,
unfortunately, we've never had before.
There's never been anything like this. Probably there's never been anything so expensive in our country's history. There's never been anything so
historic in terms of damage.
I said before, the word epic and historic, these are words used to describe this monster known as Harvey.
As you know better than anybody.
There's never been anything like this. The length.
The amount of water.
And the length. Nobody's ever seen anything this long.
And nobody's ever seen this much water.
And,
The bad news is that this is some big monster.
As you know,
it's, maybe someday going to disappear? We keep waiting.
That's a bad path to be in. As you know better than anybody.
We love you. You are special. We're here to take care. It's going well. And I want to thank you for coming out.
We have had a, tremendous group of folks. The coordination, I think, as much as anything else. Everybody's talking about it. The coordination has been beautiful to watch.
As you know,
I said before,
and everyone's talking about it.
Number one, they all like each other.
Very important.
And number two, they respect each other. And a man who's gonna become very famous on television over the last couple of days, Mr. Long.
But you have a pretty serious drought. I just said to the governor, I didn't know you had droughts this far north. Guess what? You have them.
Also, I didn't know this far north you had a South Dakota. Guess what? You have one.
I don't want them to come together, but I think they will.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
As you know better than anybody.
I said before,
I know you have a little bit of a drought. They had the opposite, believe me. You're better off. You are better off. They had the absolute opposite.
But those people in Houston are screwed, okay? They had the absolute opposite of a drought. The opposite. I'm forgetting the word for it. I'm gonna go with big wet. They've got a big wet down there.
Everybody's talking about it.
As you know better than anybody.
All around the world will be lined once again with products proudly bearing the words made in the USA. What do you like better? Ready? Made in America? Made in the USA? What do you like? You like made in the USA? Seems to be. We should pick one or the other, probably.
You like Made in the USA better? Great. I'll have my factory in China crank out a bunch of those. Okay. My ties, her shoes, the labels.
Everybody's talking about it.
I spoke to a leader of a major, major country recently. Big. Big country. They say our country is very big. It's hard to grow. Well, believe me, this country is very big.
As you know.
I'm not going to tell you which country it was. And fun fact, I'm lying. I didn't talk to anybody.
My administration strongly rejects this offshoring model, and we've embraced a new model. It's called the American model. Very simple. The American model.
I'm not surprised. He's known for embracing American models. Doesn't even ask. Just grabs them.
Sometimes they'll say, you know, he can't be that bad a guy. Look at Ivanka. Now, come on up, honey. She's so good. She wanted to make the trip. She said, Dad, can I go with you? She actually said, Daddy, can I go with you? I like that, right? Daddy, can I go with you? I said, yes, you can.
And everyone's talking about it.
Watching Hurricane closely, my team, which has done and is doing such a good job in Texas, is already in Florida. No rest for the weary.
Everybody's talking about it.
As you know,
we have the congressional leaders here with us today, and we have a lot to discuss, including the fact that there's a new and seems to be record-breaking hurricane heading right toward Florida and Puerto Rico and other places. We'll see what happens. We'll know in a very short period of time.
It's a rough hurricane, as you know better than anybody.
And everyone's talking about it.
But it looks like it could be something that will be, not good. Believe me, not good.
I said before, this was of epic proportion. Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
A group that really deserves tremendous credit is the United States Coast Guard. What they've done, I mean, they're going right into that, and you never know. You know, when you go in there, you don't know if you're going to come out. They are really, if you talk about branding, no brand has improved more than the United States Coast Guard.
I said before, the word epic and historic, these are words used to describe this monster.
We have many, many things that are on the plate, and hopefully we can solve them in a rational way, and maybe we won't be able to.
And everyone's talking about it.
There's never been anything like this.
As you know better than anybody.
Mr. President, how's the Irma response so far?
I think it's been going really well.
It's a rough.
It's a rough hurricane, as you know better than anybody. The Coast Guard has been amazing already, if you've been hearing what they're doing.
Right in the middle of the storm.
Yeah. FEMA has been incredible. We're working very well with the governor and the other governors in surrounding states. I just got back. We had the whole cabinet out. Every group is coordinated really well, but the bad news is that this is some big monster.
Okay.
Power of this hurricane. This is probably, I saw somebody said 57 years. Now, who knows what that means, but it's just about the biggest ever recorded that hit land. And unfortunately, we got it. We've had presidents for 25 years now. They've been talking. And the day after an agreement is reached, new work begins in North Korea, continuation on nuclear. So I would prefer not going the route of the military, but it's something certainly that could happen. And each day, new equipment is delivered, new and beautiful equipment, the best in the world, the best anywhere in the world, by far. Hopefully, we're not going to have to use it on North Korea. If we do use it on North Korea, it will be a very sad day. I think it's something that's going to get solved fairly easily. They say it is the world's most complex and difficult deal. You know that. It's an event that's just never taken place. We're going to give it our best. We have tremendous talent working on that particular transaction. As you know, we have done better in 8 months of my presidency than the previous 8 years. You know that. Well, that is a problem that we will get resolved, and I'm very, very honored and happy to know that you have problems with the media also.
President Trump tweeted this morning, quote, "For all of those DACA that are concerned about your status during the six-month period, you have nothing to worry about, no action."
There's no action.
All the keys to the kingdom.
person you need. It's a shame that he didn't bring them. I'm not a telephone junkie. If I look certain, my thought I'm doing just fine. Then the things in my head start hurting my mind. And I think about the way things used to be. Knowing you were famous, driving me crazy. Sometimes I phone you and I know you're not lonely, but I always disconnected in time.
That's right. President Trump says that people covered by the DACA immigration program should not be concerned about their status during the six-month period that Congress has to replace it. Donald, they're worried about what happens after that.
Wait till you see what's up for you. You are going to be so happy.
Here are his promises for border safety, the Middle East, steel tariffs, replacing Obamacare, and infrastructure.
We are going to make it so that everybody is happy. I think you're going to be very happy with the end result.
The steel folks are going to be very happy.
Millions of people will be happy. Right now, you have millions and millions and millions of people that are unhappy.
You're going to be so happy with Trump. I think you already are.
And I'll tell you what, we walked out of there, Mitch and Paul and everybody, Kevin, and we walked out and everybody was happy.
And Trump may be able to fool people by saying they'll be happy in the future, but we cannot let him trick people into thinking they were happy in the past.
Maybe the scariest Russia story out there right now is the revelation that Russia-linked hackers breached 100 nuclear and conventional power plants just this year. So far, the hackers' intrusions have been gathering intelligence, technical diagrams, reports, passwords, and crypto keys. Every hacker group needs a cool name, and this being Russia, they went with Energetic Bear. Now, so far, all these hackers have done is poke around, but some experts fear that it's the first step to a plan of causing electrical blackouts.
Russian hacking to influence the American election has dominated the news, but we've also noticed a hacking attack that could be a future menace to America. Parts of the Ukrainian capital, Kiev, went dark.
Nearly a quarter of a million people lost power in this small Ukrainian city when it was targeted by a suspected Russian attack last December. Vasyl Pemchuk is the electric control center manager and told us when hackers took over their computers, all his workers could do was film it with their cell phones. It was illogical and chaotic, he told us. It seemed like something in a Hollywood movie.
Hackers are a grave threat to the national security. This incident just proves, without a doubt, that we need increased funding to stop this.
Hold on, I'm getting
into Hola, chairs. Boys and girls. It is I, the serial killer, making my first coast-to-coast, worldwide, global television appearance. Yes, that's right. I'm here to tell you about this heinous scheme hatched from within.
Donald Trump.
But for what, you ask? World domination? Nay.
Something far more attacking. A virus
called Da Vinci that when launched would cause anchors to capsize was to be blamed on innocent hackers. But this virus was really the smokescreen, right?
What could be so vitally important to protect that someone would create such a nasty, antisocial, very uncool virus program? But why? Could it be to cover the tracks of this worm program? A worm that was to steal 25 million bucks.
Were they really talking about the information and about the emails that were hacked out of the Hillary Clinton headquarters?
Eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., had a really big day on Capitol Hill. He met with Senate Judiciary Committee investigators. You see, he's been accused of having met with a Russian lawyer in hopes of getting dirt on Hillary Clinton. But he explained it was all a big misunderstanding. In fact, he actually met with a Russian lawyer in hopes of getting dirt on Hillary Clinton. Now, the New York Times has obtained a copy of Don Jr.'s statements, where he reportedly maintains that nothing came of the Trump Tower meeting, therefore he never colluded with the Russian government. Right. That makes it perfectly legal. You know, like if you rob a bank and the vault turns out to be empty, no harm, no foul.
I don't think there's any I don't think there's any doubt that if James Comey had not been fired, we would not have a special counsel. Yes.
So we would not have the Mueller investigation.
Would not have the Mueller investigation in the breadth that clearly Mr. Mueller is going.
Someone said to me that you described the firing of James Comey, you're a student of history, as the biggest mistake in political history.
That would be probably too bombastic even for me, but maybe modern political history.
So the firing of James Comey was the biggest mistake in modern political history.
If you're saying that that's associated with me, then I'll leave it at that.
Well, it's great to be here. And
tonight, Donald Trump Jr.'s more than five-hour-long face-to-face with the Senate Judiciary Committee left some senators unsatisfied.
His appearance today raised as many questions as it answered.
Trump Jr. said he took the meeting because his opening statement said,
Trump Jr. wrote a prepared statement for the committee. In it, he mentioned many of his father's primary victories and noted that the man who set up the meeting once worked with Michael Jackson.
To the extent they had information concerning the fitness, character, or qualifications of a presidential candidate, I believe that I should at least hear them out.
I'm an American.
Sources tell CNN Trump Jr. also told the committee today that he didn't recall the White House's involvement in his written response after the meeting became public this summer. That statement omitted that the meeting was about opposition research on Hillary Clinton, and the White House has since admitted the president weighed in and offered suggestions.
I'm too busy running a campaign. I'm too busy running the business. I really don't remember. I was in the middle of a maelstrom. I didn't really pay attention to any of this, and I didn't take it very seriously.
I did not have any private meetings, nor do I recall any conversations with any Russian officials at the Mayflower Hotel. I do not have any recollection. I do not remember it. I did not remember that. If I had remembered it, or if it actually occurred, which I don't remember that it did. I don't know about these reports. I don't recall it. It's conceivable that occurred. I just don't remember it. I still do not recall it, not to my recollection. I don't have any recollection. I don't know. Well, I'd have to rack my brain, but I don't recall it. Don't think I had any direct involvement, so I don't recall that. I cannot say with certainty I did not. Have no recollection of a discussion. I don't recall any such meeting. I don't recall any such conversation. I don't recall it. I have racked my brain, and I do not believe so. I don't recall any. I don't recall it. I don't recall it.
And are you aware of
at this moment? I don't believe so. I don't recall whether that was discussed or not. I don't recall that being discussed. I just don't have a real recall of the meeting. I don't recall.
Trump Jr. admitted he knew there could be legal questions about accepting such information, saying, depending on what, if any, information they had, I could then consult with counsel to make an informed decision as to whether to give it further consideration.
This is something like his fourth version of what happened.
But when the president's oldest son first disclosed the meeting in mid-July, he gave no indication he was concerned about any fallout.
This is Russia fever. This is pre-Russia mania. I don't even think my sirens, went up or the antennas went up.
Trump similarly said the meeting was nothing out of the ordinary.
I think from a practical standpoint, most people would have taken that meeting. It's called opposition research or even research into your opponent.
Don Jr.'s appearance on Capitol Hill coincides with Facebook's disclosure that it sold about $100,000 worth of advertising to fake accounts likely operated out of Russia during the election.
Mark Hosenball reports today at Reuters that Trump transition official and California Congressman Devin Nunes may have bit off a little more than he could chew when he started claiming that the real scandal And the whole Russia thing was that Obama administration officials read intelligence intercepts and unmasked the names of Trump associates and Trump campaign figures interacting with Russian. Well, according to Mark Hosenball's report today, those intelligence intercepts, which Devin Nunes had tried to make such a big deal of, according to Hosenball's reporting, those intercepts don't actually show any wrongdoing by Obama administration officials, but they might show Trump folks violating the Logan Act by trying to undermine American foreign policy as private citizens. And they might show something worse than that. Quote, the reports are also relevant to the investigation by special counsel Robert Mueller.
A report in the Washington Post earlier today that says Robert Mueller and his team have their eyes on interviewing six White House aides, including current and former members of the president's inner circle.
And, you know, Hope Hicks, she is the one that I would focus on the most because, well, yes, Reince Priebus was chief of staff, and that's a technically higher position on the food chain. Sean Spicer was press secretary. Don McGahn is the White House counsel. Hope Hicks is by far the closest person to the president, sits right outside the Oval Office. She's always been the sort of conduit to Donald Trump for reporters, for other people.
Well, there are several nexuses with these aides, but I think one of the most important ones, according to multiple accounts, is that Air Force One ride back from Europe, where President Trump reportedly directed his aides to craft a misleading statement about the nature of his son's meeting with the Russians and that Russian attorney, Natalia Veselnitskaya. Hope Hicks, by the way, was one of the aides on the plane there, and she was, according to the reporting, one of the aides who was advocating for a more transparent statement. She was overruled.
Hope Hicks has gotten her own outside attorney.
While it is not really illegal to lie to the media, that was a statement that was forced by the media. According to some ethics experts, when you get a multitude of aides who would attest to this effort to kind of mislead and what the calculation was going into it and what the intent was, that could potentially feed into an obstruction case. But there are many other things that these aides may have witnessed that he's going to want to question them on. For example, Don McGahn, the attorney, was the point man to Sally Yates, the former acting AG, who warned the White House that Michael Flynn was compromised, that Michael Flynn was lying to the vice president. He will want to know, did you relay that information to the president? What was the president's knowledge of that, and why wasn't Flynn fired?
I'm an American.
We're living in a country that's the finest place on earth. But some folks don't appreciate this land that gave them birth. I hear that up in Washington they're having an awful fuss, 'cause communists and spies were making monkeys out of us. The bureaus and departments have been busy night and day. They're figuring out just how we gave our secrets all away. And Congress has appointed a committee, so they said, to find out who's American and who's a low-down red. They call them up to Washington to speak for Uncle Sam. But when they ask them what they are, they shut up like a clam. I wish they'd take and put me on the witness stand today. I'd yell so loud old Stalin could hear me all the way.
I'm no communist, I'll tell you that right now. I believe a man should own his own house and car and cow.
I like this private ownership, I want to be left alone.
Let the government run its business and let me run my own.
Our government is bigger than it ever was today. The more they hire to work for it, the more they have to pay. Our public servants should be proud and honest, you would think, instead of taking bribes and dressing up their wives in mink. The taxes keep on going up, of that there is no doubt. But still they just can't take it in as fast as they dish it out. Our national debt is a monster size and growing every day. Our children's children, still unborn, are gonna have to pay. Our dollar used to be the soundest money on this earth, but now $2 won't even buy a good old dollar's worth. Unless we stop inflation and take care of what we've got, the communists may win the fight and never fire a shot.
I'm no no communist, I'll tell you that right now. I believe a man should own his own house and farm and cow.
I like this private ownership, I want to be left alone. Let the government run its business and let me run my own.
I'm an American.
Donald
Trump
met with congressional leaders to hammer out a deal to raise the debt ceiling and fund the government. Democrats wanted just a three-month extension to give them strategic leverage, while
Republicans wanted a long-term solution to avoid another bruising fight in December. But in the Oval Office, sitting down with leaders of both parties, the president sided with the Democrats and blindsiding his own party.
Months was the Democrats' first offer, and Trump just took it. It was so shocking, Republicans apparently froze in mid-smile.
At the height of a tense meeting, sources say first daughter Ivanka Trump entered the Oval Office to pitch her agenda on the child tax credit, throwing the meeting off topic. Republican leaders visibly annoyed by her presence.
It is good that the government is getting funded, and there was hurricane relief attached to this bill, but nobody seems exactly sure why Trump made this decision. One senior Republican aide told Politico it was mystifying, adding, maybe it's about the wall, I don't know, none of it makes any sense.
Steve Bannon, Sebastian Gorka are both suggesting that they still have some influence on this White House.
The Republican establishment is trying to nullify the 2016 election. That's a brutal fact. They need illegal aliens to fill the churches. They can call me an anti-Semite, they can call me racist, they can call me a nativist, they can call me anything you want, okay? They're not going to help you unless they're put on notice. They're going to be held accountable if they do not support the President of the United States. Right now, there's no accountability. They do not support the President's program. It's an open secret on Capitol Hill. Everybody in the city knows it.
And so, therefore, now that you're out of the White House, you go into war with them.
Absolutely.
I predict that soon, perhaps before Christmas, the President will be removing high-ranking individuals from inside his administration, because he will realize who he's surrounded with, and that in many cases, those individuals are giving him the wrong advice.
My problem, and I told General Kelly this, when you side with a man, you side with him. I was proud to come out and try to defend President Trump in the media that day.
Well, you took names on Billy Bush Sunday, didn't you?
I did. I got him.
He wasn't there for you on Billy Bush weekend, so therefore he doesn't get a cabinet position.
And that's what Billy Bush weekend showed me.
Thing is not only a Republican civil war, but kind of now an implosion of the Republicans as a governing majority.
We won't say congratulations. We don't want to do that. We don't want to congratulate. We'll congratulate each other when it's all finished.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.